It's a system in which there are two kinds of physicians, those who make mistakes and those who don't, those who can't handle sleep deprivation and those who can, those who have lousy outcomes and those who have great outcomes. And it's almost like an immunological reaction, like the antibodies begin to attack that person. And we have this idea that if we drive the people who make mistakes out of medicine, what will we be left with but a safe system? But there are two problems with that. In my 20 years or so of medical broadcasting and journalism, I've made a personal study of medical malpractice and medical errors, and to learn everything I can from one of the first articles I wrote for the Toronto Star to my show White Coat Black Art. And what I've learned is that errors are absolutely ubiquitous. We work in a system where errors happen every day, where 1 in 10 medications are either the wrong medication given in hospital or at the wrong dosage, where hospital-acquired infections are getting more and more numerous, causing havoc and death. In this country, as many as 24,000 Canadians die of preventable medical errors. In the United States, the Institute of Medicine pegged it at 100,000. In both cases, these are gross underestimates because we really aren't ferreting out the problem as we should.